This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I loved that Kyle Williams touchdown. I loved it.
It was so good,
man. It
was
a great throw. I know he downplayed it afterwards, but it really was a great throw. And for Kyle Williams, that was the first time all year where I looked at him and thought, this guy's an NFL wide receiver. He tracked the ball. He had defenders around him, and he focused in on the ball, hauled it in, and looked like an actual contributor in an offense, not just the guy who can catch a crossing route and take it to the house. I thought that was it was 24-7 at that point in the first quarter. Or no, was that the third quarter by then? Whenever it was. But, yeah, I was watching that thinking this is a pretty nice thing that we're seeing here. We're watching this team and certain players on this team really come into their own. And in a way, in some cases, that we haven't seen all year. You know, like defensively, we hadn't seen that all year. Kyle Williams will make a catch here and there. That was the first time he'd made a catch like that. Like, yeah. He made a play like that all year.
He's got wheels. And so I would like to see him further progress so that he could give you a different look there in the receiver room. Because it's just, I don't know, other than Tyquan Thornton, who seems to be able to play for the Chiefs and nobody else. Like, you haven't had a super speedy receiver in there that can execute in games for a long time. Mm-hmm. So if he could develop into that, he hasn't developed as quickly or like in a chartable way as I would have hoped. He had kind of an up and down training camp, and then obviously has taken a while to catch on in games. But maybe if he gets a little bit of a surge here at the end of the season, he can get hot in the playoffs. I would just like to see that as a different threat for them.
Yeah, I think it would be super valuable, especially now. Like, Drake May is so different than the other quarterbacks this team has had because he can just attack down the field so well.
Yeah, He makes Pop Douglas a vertical threat.
Exactly. And I think, too, the other thing that Kyle Williams has going for him, historically, rookie receivers tend to get better post bye week.
Yep.
Unfortunately, the Patriots bye week wasn't until week 14, so he didn't have an opportunity.
And
so This is the jumping point for Kyle Williams. I can feel
it. Yeah, that rule also never applies to Patriots rookie wide receivers. Second quarter, by the way. Without any further ado, then, let's get to it. It's just after 11, which means it's time for They Said It.
One, two, three.
It's time for
playoffs? You kidding me?
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
I just hope we can win a game.
But they are who we thought they were.
They said it.
And we let them off the hook.
Football Sunday edition.
36 counter naked waggle at 7.
I'm just going to say it.
WEEI.
Welcome into this edition of They Said It here on WEEI Football Sunday. Let's begin. Arcand had a take earlier in the show that he believes the Patriots should win the Super Bowl at this point. Well, one guy believes they definitely should be Super Bowl favorites. That would be ESPN's own Marcus Spears. Here he was talking about the Patriots.
The team that you've seen consistency from is in the AFC, and they play at Gillette Stadium. That's the one team you've seen consistent from. Now, if you want to tell me about the schedule, don't have a problem with that. If you want to tell me about their young and the quarterback has not been in the playoffs, I'm cool with that. Mike Vrabel and this staff, with what I saw Monday night, has a team that can absolutely win the Super Bowl.
Do you, Mego, I know where Arcand stands, do you, Mego, believe this team should be in and win the Super Bowl?
I'm not going to go as far as they should. I like them for the AFC Championship game. I've been saying that for a couple weeks now, and that's where Arcan previously stood. Mm-hmm. I think making the AFC Championship game is a huge success for them. I mean, outrageous. We would not have ever expected this over the summer. And falling short of that isn't like some huge failure, but it would be disappointing to me. Super Bowl, though, like, that's still a bit far. It's still a bit far, depending on who you would see in the championship game.
Yeah, I think, though, from a consistency standpoint, like, Marcus Spears is right. This has been the most consistent team in the NFL. Since week three, this team has been great, like, all the way around. And, yeah, they sometimes they'll struggle a little bit.
Wait,
on
what do you
offense,
mean great defense. All the way around? Because they haven't been great all the way around.
Great to the great as a team in the fact that they've won 10 games in a row.
Of course, yes. They have been. They consistently find a way to win, and yeah, especially to hang on and close out games against a couple of bad teams in particular with the Bengals and the Jets.
Sure, definitely.
Bengals without Joe Burrow, like, they're in one-score games late. But the one thing that does, that I think is a major issue for them, is that their offense, as confident as you are in it, Shime, still does not have a run game. Mm. Like, they do not have a dependable run game, and that's a major hindrance for them. Drake May is so fantastic that it hasn't mattered very much so far, but it is a real weakness of theirs.
Yeah, but I would also say that it's been better of late. Like, it was definitely horrendous in the first half
it's
of the
season.
It's
still bad.
It's definitely not great, but, like, it's serviceable.
It's bad. You can say it's bad.
Yeah, it's serviceable, though. Like, you can win still with this level of run game because your quarterback is
Because they are
so
winning
good.
With this yeah. level of run game. Like, it's the thing. It's not just the bad teams. They're beating everybody with the same run game. It's
the Bucs, the Bills, doesn't
yeah.
matter.
And I think they'll keep winning with this run game.
Yeah, I think it's very doable. Let's go to the next clip here for you. Sean Payton, the head coach of the Denver Broncos, the team hunting you down for the first spot in the AFC, talked about Bill Belichick this week with the news that Bill Belichick is a finalist for the 2026 Pro Football Hall of Fame class. Here was Sean Payton talking about Bill Belichick.
You know, and I'll be honest with you, I miss him not being in the league. I miss him not being in the league, and I wouldn't be surprised, and I would be somewhat hopeful that he ends up back in the league. That we'd all be better for it. I mean, he's something.
Arcand, I'll start with you. Do you think there's any chance Sean Payton's right and Bill Belichick will and should be back in the NFL?
I think that it was funny how he turned into Champ from Anchorman right there. He's like, I miss you, Ron. I just miss being near you.
He also said it wrong.
I miss the way you smell. I miss the way. It was very, very okay.
He meant cool. He misses him being in the league.
I know.
He said it wrong.
A little joke.
I know, I'm just saying. I'm picking apart the words that he said. That's the segment
yeah.
of he said it.
I'm just a mess without you around. But yeah, that was, I think that there's no chance that he's going to be back. I think the whole, what was it, Jacina Anderson that had that report was, I don't know. I mean, she's got this whole thing going on now with that Cleveland reporter. Did you guys see that?
Oh, no, I did not
it's
see
very,
that.
It's wild. Yeah, Jacina Anderson, some Cleveland reporter claims that Jacina Anderson's sister sent him all these harassing messages because he said something about Shedeur Sanders, and Jacina Anderson's like, I don't have a sister. And now it's like this crazy back and forth going on in Cleveland. But that's not the question. The question is Bill Belichick going to return to the NFL? I don't think there's a snowball's chance in hell of that happening. I think it's just way, way over, and you know, there's no look at UNC. Who's looking at UNC and going, yeah, I need that in my life?
No, I understand UNC hasn't gone great, but at the same time, would a team, you know, we brought them up and buy or sell if the Buffalo Bills fire Sean McDermott? You don't think they're thinking about Bill Belichick?
No, I don't.
No. Okay.
I do.
I don't think
do
so
you?
At all.
I think they might call him. I think they might be. I think they might.
Say what? Come
kick
coach the
tires.
Team? Did you
break
like
up with Jordan yet? That's the first question.
Do you think anybody wants issue. That circus in town?
Yeah,
really?
That's
like,
a
I don't know.
Sideshow.
It's been
this
less
point.
Of late.
Has it?
A little bit.
She's putting out there how she's doing Freedom of Information Acts for all the emails of reporters just requesting interviews. Like, that's going to prove
I want her involved in the Hall of Fame somehow. Like, I want her either as, like, the presenter or something. I want it to be, like, the Jordan show. That would make it good, I think.
That would be awesome. No, yeah. I think Sean Payton's right in that I do wish Bill was still in the NFL. I think it would provide even more content for us, and it would be fun to see how he fares in the NFL. And, hey, he couldn't be doing much worse with Atlanta than Raheem Morris is doing. Let's be honest.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Next for you here. We also talked about Mike Tomlin. There's one former Steelers quarterback, Big Ben Roethlisberger, believes Mike Tomlin probably deserves to be fired.
know it's being talked about around here a lot. Maybe it's time. Maybe it's a clean house time. Maybe it is. Maybe it's time. And I like Coach Tomlin. I have a lot of respect for Coach Tomlin. Maybe it's best for him too.
Sure.
Maybe a fresh start for him is what's best. Whether that's in the pros, whether maybe go be Penn State's head coach. You know what he would do in Penn State? He'd probably go win national championships.
So since that comment, Penn State has hired Iowa State head coach Matt Campbell. So that job is no longer available. But do you agree that maybe Tomlin needs to search elsewhere, maybe different NFL job, maybe go coach in college?
I don't think he should go to college. I think that could be a big, big-time mistake for a guy who's been in the NFL this long and in one place as long as he has.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden you're going to go be a recruiter, you're going to go get involved in NIL and going around the country and talking to high school kids and stuff like that. I think that was part of the thing with Belichick that people kind of underestimated is like this is a much different job than just what you do in the NFL. And Bill did a lot. I mean, he was the GA, he did everything. He had a hand in everything there. And it still, I think, was overwhelming to him what you have to do in order to be a college coach and recruiter. And I think Tomlin would be insane to do that. Stay in the NFL. He'll get another NFL
job. Do you think Bill has kind of poisoned the well for the idea of current NFL coaches demoting to college?
Maybe the 70-plus-year-old ones. I don't know about, you know, with the 24-year-old girlfriends. I don't know about everybody.
That's what I'm saying. Do people look at that as an individual catastrophe if you see it that way? Like, that is just about Bill rather than about NFL coaches going in?
I think
about NIL and the transfer portal and all of that. It's a crazier world there than it's ever been.
Yeah, it definitely is. I'd say it's poisoned it for him, obviously, but a big name like Tomlin at a school that's trying to boost, you know, NIL and get like kids in there and recruit and stuff like that, his name will probably be more of a draw than you think, but I don't know if it'll actually translate to anything.
He's so much more marketable in the NFL than having to go to college. I think he'll have opportunities, even if he has to do what Vrabel did and spend a year as a consultant somewhere else or doing TV or doing whatever he wants for a year. He'll be back in the league in a head coaching job somewhere.
You bring up the fact that Vrabel was an assistant with the Browns. Doesn't it become increasingly more crazy that nobody hired him in that year?
Yes.
Like the more you watch these Patriot games, I cannot believe that nobody hired him last year. Nobody.
It was an ugly breakup with Tennessee, and I think that had left more of an impact than what he actually did there.
Yeah.
Which is crazy if you think about it, because
it's insane.
He's still very young. You know, it's not like he's 70 plus years old like Belichick. You have to start over with this guy at the end of his career. Vrabel's in his prime, and everyone just passed. Like, that's insane.
Yeah, I still can't fathom. He went to an AFC Championship game with Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah.
Like, he was beating the Kansas City Chiefs in the regular season at the point in time where the Kansas City Chiefs were the best team in football.
He beat Brady and Belichick.
Yeah.
In the playoffs.
Yes, he ended Brady's tenure with the Patriots.
You know, like, it's crazy. It's really, really crazy. That, I think, is going to go down. For any team that could have had him, I forget all the teams that hired coaches that year, but for every team that could have had him, they're probably looking at it going, what the hell? What do we do?
Yeah.
Why did we not grab this guy?
Massive mistakes across the NFL. But let's hop into the college game. One of the great coaches, arguably the best coach right now in college football, Kurt Cignetti, got the win for Indiana yesterday against Ohio State, becoming the Big Ten champions. And after the game, the quarterback of Indiana, Fernando Mendoza, I believe he's the Heisman favorite at the moment, probably going to be your Heisman. Is that award this week or in the coming weeks?
Good question.
I'll double check. Either way, probably going to be the Heisman, Fernando Mendoza. Here is what he said, a little bit corny after the big win for Indiana yesterday.
Congratulations, Indiana, the Big Ten champs. How does that sound?
It sounds so beautiful. I want to give all the glory to God. We were never supposed to be in this position, but by the glory of God, the great coaches, great teammates, everyone we have around us, we were able to pull this off. Whoever thought the Hoosiers would be here, but now the Hoosiers are flipping champs. Let's go!
Yeah, there you go. Flipping champs.
That was incredible.
So good, right?
That was amazing.
That's why
I haven't heard that yet. That was really, really good.
This is why I saved it for last. I now love Fernando Mendoza. I think I'm all in on him being a great NFL quarterback now just from that interview.
Can you give me a little bit more of that,
yeah,
Thomas?
Please.
That was fantastic. Just let's hear it one more time. That was, I mean, wow. What a moment. And that was a great game.
Oh, such a good game.
By the way, really it was. Unless you're the Ohio State kicker, then it was not a good game.
It sounded like a quarterback cast out of Righteous Gemstones.
It kind of did. Here, play it again, Tom.
It sounds so beautiful. I want to give all the glory to God. We were never supposed to be in this position, but by the glory of God, the great coaches, great teammates, everyone we have around us, we were able to pull this off. Whoever thought the Hoosiers would be here, but now the Hoosiers are flipping champs. Let's go!
By the way, the Heisman Awards are going to be announced on Saturday, December 13th, 8 p.m. on ABC. That's happening. So there you go. On Monday Night Countdown.
Do you think he was just doing his best Gus Johnson impersonation? Because that's how Gus has been all season long.
True,
he was the one calling
like
that game. It was really good. But that'll do it for They Said It today, Archie.
Fantastic. Good stuff. That is the voice of Chris Scheim. That was They Said It. Scheim's going to get you caught up on what's trending. And when we come back, we will have the inactives all around the league for your people maybe making wagers on some of these games. Want to know who's playing? Want to know who's not playing? We'll look ahead to this Buffalo Bills matchup, part two, which is coming up. And we'll talk about some of the unsung heroes of this Patriots team this year. That's all coming up right after Scheim gets you caught up on what's trending.
It sounds so beautiful. I want to give all the glory to God.
ESPN's Adam Schefter joins WEEI Afternoons every Wednesday at 3:45. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Your New England Patriots are on bye this week. A couple guys coming off IR for their NFL teams. Jaden Reed for the Green Bay Packers will make his return. And Omarion Hampton will return for the Los Angeles Chargers on Monday Night Football against the Philadelphia Eagles. In the 1 o'clock window today, we have the Seahawks at the Falcons, the Bengals at the Bills, the Titans at the Browns, Commanders at Vikings, Dolphins at Jets, Saints at Buccaneers, Colts at Jaguars, and Steelers at Ravens. In the 4 o'clock window, we've got the Broncos at Raiders, Rams at Cardinals, and the Bears are at the Green Bay Packers. We've got a triple header of games for you right here on WEEI. So, in the 1 o'clock window, we'll have Steelers at the Ravens right here on WEEI. Then, in the 4 o'clock window, the big rivalry game between the Bears and the Packers in Green Bay will be right here on WEEI at 4 o'clock. And then on Sunday Night Football, we will have the Texans in Kansas City taking on Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. Kickoff for that one is at 8:20. In non-football news, your Boston Bruins beat the Devils yesterday 4-1. Morgan Geeky continued to roll. This guy scored his 22nd goal of the season in the game yesterday. He is two behind Nathan MacKinnon, doing his absolute best to keep pace with the leading goal scorer in the NHL this season. The Celtics are in Toronto to take on the Raptors today. Tip-off is at 3:30. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Everyone remembers the Ellis hit on Jackson Dart, and they're calling that like the play of that game, like the signature play of that game. I don't know. I've never seen that type of thing happen with a field goal before. I know we talked about it all week. It's football Sunday.
Oh, my God.
WEEI.
The divot.
I've watched football, high school football, college football. Pop Warner football. I've never seen anyone do
it. It was amazing.
Never, ever.
It was like he glitched.
Yeah, and I guess it was a bad hold or a bad snatch or something. It was a bad something that had to do with the transfer of the ball. And I guess the explanation afterwards was, yeah, I saw it, but I held up. Or, you know, I overstepped it and I realized I wasn't going to kick. But then you kick it, don't you? Still, you got to kick it, don't you?
The idea is...
He let his holder get destroyed on that play.
The whole thing is you just kick to a spot.
Right.
And just expect the ball to be there. If you swing and miss, that's on the holder. Like, don't, like, leave your holder out to dry by kicking the ground like that.
Yeah.
You just kick the ball. It's not that hard.
Just Hulk stomp the ground.
It was bizarre.
It was so funny.
He tore the turf up.
I cannot believe that, like, that he did this. It has never happened before. There's been bad snaps in the NFL plenty of times. It happens every week. And yet, guys still kick the ball.
Yeah.
It looked like Shine when he did the match. The golf tournament.
All right. At least I can kick a field goal.
True. You know,
I have video evidence of that.
I was going to say, really? I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it either.
I'll pull it up for you in the break.
I really want it. When we were going to Gillette, you know, since they redid the studio down there, they had those, like, footballs on the wall.
Yeah.
So I asked Matt, like, the producer down there, I was like, hey, can I grab one of those and go kick a field goal? He's like, yeah, sure, I don't care. And so we went out there, and I didn't have a tee to set it up on, so I was going to ask, like, Brian, hey, can you set it up so I can try and kick a field goal? And then I wussed out because I was worried I was going to shank it and hit one of those windows, you know? and that little place right next to the end zone. What's that place called?
The little pavilion down there?
Yeah, the pavilion down there. I was like, what if I really shank one and, like, break something? Like, then I'll get in trouble.
Then you get $1,000 bill.
Yeah, the station will get in trouble. Like, I got all shook about it, and I didn't end up doing it. So I don't know if I can kick a field goal, but I think I can.
I know for a fact I can.
You know that you can?
Yeah. I have video evidence of it. I did it, like, 2 years ago. Somebody else missed a kick, and I'm like, this is the easiest thing in the world to do.
You were in cleats?
Yeah, soccer cleats.
Yeah.
Mom also didn't raise a bitch, so.
Could you do it, Mago, or would you young way coo it?
I don't think I could do it. I'm going to be honest with myself. Like, I know my limitations. I never even played soccer growing up.
Really?
So I just don't have that. I don't have a lot of foot coordination that I can really think about. But it does seem like what broke down there was his footwork. Like, in terms of the exchange and everything.
Like, he's clearly done it before.
Like, so much of those, so much of those special teams, it's like your routine and your footwork and how you approach your whole approach. And he just got, like, screwed up. He just glitched.
Yeah, pretty much.
It was unbelievable.
All right, let's go to the phones here.
One of the memorable moments of football.
It really was. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Should we try David in the car again? Let's try him and see if he's there this time. David, you there?
Hey, guys. I am there. Hi, Dave. Earlier. So a couple of things I want to touch base on. One of them involves Shine about his how he feels about Josh McDaniels. Mm-hmm. You know, and you were saying, Arcane, about how the Patriots can't plan for Drake May, not the Patriots, I'm sorry, the opposing
other teams
cannot plan for Drake May, other teams, because of Josh McDaniels. And the proof's in the pudding, because when Josh McDaniels was here the first year with Mac Jones, they had a real good year, right? He goes away, it was a joke all those years. He comes back in, all of a sudden, every team is having a hard time scoring against the Patriots. What does that tell you? That tells you the play calling is good play calling, and that credit has to go to Josh McDaniels. Another thing I want to touch base really quick, as far as availability for if the Bills need a coach, and you guys were saying no. If Belichick decides to come back in the NFL, any team out there who's going to need a coach, they would take him in a heartbeat.
What are you talking about? He was there available 2 years ago and no one wanted him. And since then, it's been a humiliation.
If Belichick becomes available to coach in the NFL.
He's been available this whole time, by the way, David.
They would take him.
Okay, David, he's been available to coach in the NFL this entire time. Any team wants him, he would leave that UNC and he would go do it.
I don't think he was. I think there was other. There's a lot of things behind the scenes that we don't know, guys, and I think that was a problem. But next year, don't be surprised if he is available and somebody takes him. Don't be surprised, guys. I wouldn't.
I would be shocked,
David. I would be astonished. I really
absolutely
would.
Absolutely flabbergasted.
That's a good word. I'd be flabbergasted if that happened. I really would be.
Also, yeah, Josh McDaniels is so responsible for Drake May's success that he can't get a good run game going. That makes a lot of sense, David. It would make them even harder to defend if he could get the run game
going.
That's
true. It would. But, yeah, I mean, also, I think there's the other question of the jump from Alex Van Pelt to Josh McDaniels was obviously a big one, but it's sort of like the offensive line last year. Like, is this offensive line really good, or is it just better than last year? Is Josh McDaniels great, or is he better than Alex Van Pelt? I think he's more on the side of that. Like, I look at McDaniels, and his track record is obviously one that I think merits more more adulation than you do, certainly. But, like, you know, I do think there's a little element of that going on.
But, yeah,
on,
like,
too.
The bar was so low, you just had to, like, kind of walk over it. And McDaniels, to his credit, greatly stepped over that bar. Like, he is much better than Alex Van Pelt, but, like, it's not like we have the...
He's better than Bill O'Brien, too. Like, he's better than...
But this isn't, like, prime Andy Reid or Sean McVay or Kyle Shanahan here.
I mean, it kind of is.
It's just Josh McDaniels.
Okay, but it kind of is, though.
It's like, not.
McDaniels, what he's doing right now with this offense and Drake May, I think, is putting him in that conversation with those people.
No, what Drake May is doing is putting him in that conversation. Like, Drake May is the offense. Without Drake May, this offense is mediocre at best.
Okay, and without Montana, Bill Walsh was offense, you know? Like, I mean, you can say that same thing.
But with guys like Andy Reid, he makes Alex Smith look a playoff quarterback.
True.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the difference. And I think, like, Josh McDaniels...
Harbaugh had him in the playoffs, too.
Josh McDaniels is a good offensive coordinator. I don't want to take anything away from him. He's a good offensive coordinator. Solid is the word I would use. Solid. He's not, like, one of the best play callers in football here.
I think the biggest argument against McDaniels, which I don't make a lot because I have a lot more respect for what he does than you do, Shime.
Sure.
But I think the biggest argument is that this offense does not look like any traditional Josh McDaniels offense that we typically think of. Like, it is the deep ball. It is a lot of Drake improvising. And I think that's fair to say, but I do think Josh McDaniels deserves more credit for the way that he works with quarterbacks. Like, I do think that...
I don't think you can deny it. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. And I don't think Shime gives him credit. I mean, look who Drake May was last year. The way that he is able to judge and not create these turnovers when he was really a turnover machine last year, I do think that Josh McDaniels' guidance... He deserves some credit for that.
I've never discredited that, though.
Discredit him every day.
Him. But this is the issue is I discredit his play calling. I think his play calling at times.
Okay, well, he's more than a play caller. He's a coach.
But I've never denied that. Like, when you talk about Drake May off the football field, like in the locker room, watching tape,
in the football,
preparing.
On the football field, in like the, deciding the throws
in
that
the
he's
games,
making.
In games, Josh McDaniels is not great. Outside of the games, Josh McDaniels is a very good football coach.
But the way that you look at it is...
He works with quarterbacks very well. I don't deny that.
The way you talk about the situation is akin to Gerard Mayo saying, once those guys cross the line, there's nothing I can do for them. Like, the things that he does during the week with Drake May...
I think we could do way more for Drake in the lines. That's what I'm saying. That's my bigger issue, is I feel like in between the lines, on game days, he could be doing way more for him, and he's not doing enough.
Because you don't think he's a creative play caller.
I know. I think it's very bland, especially the run game, is terrible. He also, to me, a lot of the times with certain players, feels like he's trying to fit square peg in round hole. Like, with Travion Henderson, especially early in the season, it was a lot of runs just kind of like over the guard. Like, what are we doing? This is a guy with explosive speed, needs to be out on the boundaries, and is much better off tackle. And they've started to work some of that in. I was yelling and screaming about jumbo package for like 4 weeks, and then what do you know, against the Giants, they run jumbo, and they're kicking ass.
The left side of the line had collapsed. It's not like crazy that they decided. It's not because they suddenly woke up and decided to run jumbo.
No,
it's because they were down two starting.
My point is, you could have
offensive
line. You could have been bringing in an extra tackle weeks prior. Like, even with a healthy offensive line, it has nothing to do with the offensive line.
You don't think running jumbo had anything to do with them being down two offensive line starters?
No, it could have been, but I'm just saying you could have done that even with a healthy offensive line. Just because you have a healthy offensive line doesn't mean you can't run jumbo.
You're not responding to the point that I'm saying, which is not just about the play calling. It's about him as a coach developing a young quarterback.
Yeah, and I think quarterback's coach, he's really good.
He's been able to do that time and time again, and he doesn't
get
credit for it.
No,
he doesn't get credit from you.
He gets credit from literally everybody.
From you.
Yeah, nope. I've said, as a quarterback's coach, really good football coach. Really, really good. As a play caller, below average.
So you want him demoted?
Yeah, sure, whatever.
The Patriots are number one in the league in EPA in their pass offense. You don't think that's a Josh McDaniels reflection in any way? It's EPA. It's expected points. So that's not just May. May is a good quarterback. Like, that's developing and designing plays.
Is that stat actually true?
Yes. They're first in the league.
You think he's making up that stat?
Yes.
It wasn't a ringer. All right,
by DVOA, the Patriots are definitely not towards the top of the league in
sure.
offense.
Sure. And it was on the ringer. You know how the ringer has them like seventh? Yeah, they're hating on the Patriots.
Yeah, Stephen Ruiz.
But they have them listed there, number one, EPA passing game, Patriots. So I don't know. I think you have to credit the offensive coordinator.
Yeah,
for that.
I think the passing. Oh, the passing game being number one in EPA is a direct result of Drake May. Like, that is what it is.
Sure, but Josh McDaniels designs the play, you know? Like, he draws
yes, and
up.
As Mego aptly pointed out, a lot of that is Drake May improvising. Like, a lot of that is Drake May doing it on his own. Like, that
throw. A lot of it is?
Yes!
I think some of it is. Yeah, that happens sometimes,
that
but
play,
I think...
That touchdown to Kyle Williams was not a Josh McDaniels product. That was a product of Kyle Williams kicking ass on his defender, and Drake May making a beautiful throw, and then Kyle Williams finishing it with a tremendous catch.
Can I say something else about the Josh McDaniels situation, just very quickly? There was a lot of, I think, people watching the beginning of the season when they started out 1-2 saying, how is the Josh McDaniels, Mike Vrabel dynamic going to work out? Because it seems like Josh McDaniels was somebody that the Crafts wanted to be there. And Mike Vrabel had brought in a team of all of his guys who he had worked with prior. And then McDaniels kind of sticks out from that other group. We don't talk about that at all anymore. The offense looks so good. Nobody's sitting around saying, what is Vrabel saying about McDaniels after the game anymore? Nobody's saying any of that. Yeah. And I do think that's like a certain amount of harmony that we've all just kind of like glossed over. I mean, these guys have massive egos.
I think that's a Mike Vrabel thing. Again,
like, just give credit. Josh McDaniels could sit there and be a real pain in the rear end.
Yeah,
and he doesn't.
Yeah, because Mike Vrabel has created a culture in that locker room, as you pointed out earlier. Like, he has created a culture in that locker room where everybody is working towards the same goal. Every single person.
Is there one aspect that you would give Josh McDaniels credit for?
I said with Drake May, especially his climbing the pocket and his holding onto the ball with two hands and the ability to not fumble all the time like he was last season and actually hold onto the football and be smart and understand I just need to take the sack here and not do something, a Max Brosmer-esque. I think that Josh McDaniels deserves a ton of credit for that.
That's it, huh?
That's the only thing.
That's the main
him not
thing.
Fumbling as much. that's
helping
wild.
Drake with his pocket presence, I think, is a big
if
deal.
If anything, that is sure. more something that I would attribute to the quarterback.
I mean, no, I think that's job, something Drake. That Josh probably has input in. It's just that's the one thing. It's just crazy. Let's continue with the phones here.
Play
Jay's in North Carolina. Go ahead, Jay.
Hey, guys. Nice competitive edge that the Giants didn't have. You guys have it.
That's right.
But resurrecting Bill Belichick one more time is that the old coaches don't die, they just smell that way. But,
okay.
You know, not to ignore you people, but I had a conversation with Arkan about 4 or 5 days ago, and I said that the New York Giants game was a fluke, and Chris was a little confused until about 2 seconds later he came on point and said that the Giants gave up the game, they were ready to go to the beach, and they didn't want to play. The Patriots won't find a team like that in the future. They're all going to be competitive. The Giants were a fluke. And to end that discussion, Chris, if you add ISH to the word of any noun, you're probably safe. You guys have a good day.
What? Thanks. What? Okay. I don't think that the Jets
Some
and the Dolphins are going to be
so confused.
Super competitive at the end of the season.
I
like,
didn't
yeah, the
that.
Buffalo and Baltimore might be. I don't know. Baltimore wasn't competitive last week. But the two at the end, the Jets and the Dolphins, those are definitely going to be competitive games. Those teams are going to be ready to go to the beach too. So
and
I don't
they're
know.
Headed to the Bahamas.
Yeah, and their
Especially
season's
the
been over for weeks now. Let's go to Dan in the car. Go ahead, Dan.
I wanted to get back to the offense a little bit. In regards to the difference, you know, you're saying there's no run game. Don't you need to prioritize a little bit when you pick, you know, the quarterback and you have such a young offensive line? Is it possible to build one aspect first, then the other? Like the run game might come, but you want to focus on the protection of the quarterback first?
But isn't the best way to protect the quarterback to run the football effectively?
Yeah, I think they're just riding a hot hand. Like the passing game works, so keep working the passing game.
Yeah.
The run game mostly doesn't work. It mostly doesn't work.
I agree.
It works like 15% of the time.
I agree.
So I that's why they are there. It's not about choosing to develop that. It's that's what's winning them games. So you go to it.
Yeah.
Agreed. All right.
Okay, great. Good debate.
John Springfield, go ahead, John.
Yeah. Hey, good morning, guys and lady.
Morning.
I'd just like to say I'm not a Patriots fan, but I'm frequently amazed by the Patriots. But still, I'm in Mego's camp here because I think you guys have a rather myopic view of the Patriots, and it's because of your history, I guess. But football tells me if you can't run the ball in the playoffs, you don't run it well. Either the Broncos or the Texans should pick you off at the AFC championship game. That's what I think.
Well, okay. Have the Chiefs been able to run the football well the last few years?
Not really. When they need to.
So
situationally,
prior to this year, they were one of the worst teams in third and fourth and short. This year, Kareem Hunt has been tremendous, and the offensive line has been really good in those situations. But previously, they were bad at it. Like, they weren't good at it, and they refused to QB sneak Patrick Mahomes ever since that one year he got the ankle injury.
Right.
So, like, I don't necessarily believe that that's the case, that you need to run the football well in order to win in the playoffs. Joe Burrow's Bengals didn't run the football well when he went to the Super Bowl.
True.
Like, I'm not saying that they can't go to the Super Bowl. If you just ask me what my prediction is of how far they get, I still say AFC championship game.
No, I tend to agree with you.
And there's other limiting factors on this team. Like, I mean,
the defense is not.
I don't want to sit here and just like rag on different parts of the team that I don't think are completely successful. And like your pass rush for sure is the other side. On the other side of the ball is a huge question mark. Carlton Davis has played a lot better as of recent, but I don't think most of your secondary has really been up to the level that we thought at the end of training camp it was going to look like. And like, that's okay. I don't think that stuff is going to doom you, but there are weaknesses to this team that I think will come out once you see some strong teams in the playoffs. You're going to have a long playoff run, but I don't think it's going to be Super Bowl.
We do have some actives and inactives to tell you about. Parker Washington with the Jaguars, inactive. So is Spencer Brown, who's a starting tackle for the Bills, right? Isn't he one of their starters?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I believe they were without him last week, too. Correct?
Okay, yeah. Tristan Wirfs also going to be out after that big fat boy touchdown he had last weekend, which was awesome. And active today will be Chris Olave, Dalton Kincaid, Eric Armstead, Trayvon Walker, among others. We'll get to more of that a little bit later on in the show. Coming up, though, we have some things to get to. Everyone's accusing us of being honks. We're going to get to the things that we're worried about for the rest of the season. There's not a lot of them. It's not a very big list, I don't think, for any of us, but there are things that are still, you could say, if you want to put it nicely, room for improvement, if you want to be a little more honest here, things that scare us a little bit, which we'll get to about this team with your phone calls at 617-779-7937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle, but what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
A lot of love in that room. It's Football Sunday here. A lot of love in this room, too. You wouldn't know it. It's true. Christian Arkan, Meg O'Shaim here as well.
And a lot of laughs.
No Tommy Curran this week. I don't know if you noticed it. No Wiggy's keys to the game either because there's no game.
It's just us.
No game. It's just us.
Yeah,
no
just keys. Us on a bye week.
Keys to what?
Just all us talking ball, you know?
I heard you guys making fun of Wiggy's keys last weekend. Or no, it was on Tuesday, maybe. Was it Tuesday of this week? Yeah. It was good. I enjoy that. I enjoy Wiggy's keys a lot, but I also enjoy the analysis of Wiggy's keys.
Yeah, that's the best. You know, when you say you got to establish the run game, like 8 out of the 13 weeks, it's, you know, it's tough.
That seems low, first of all. if we go back
and
last
year. Number three, and I'm always going to say this, you got to get the running game going.
Right,
I like that he tells you that he's always going to say it.
It's true.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. Does it? He's always that's always going to be a key. It's like the key to your car.
Yeah,
you need to bring it.
He's
on
the only one
the
of us that's coached
ring,
football
no
before.
That's
true.
He is the only one. And I think what's even better about it is the fact that the Patriots haven't really run the ball well. They haven't really established the run, and they've won 11 games. So is it really that important?
Is it that big of a key?
Is it a key? I don't know. I don't know if it is.
Seems like the key is Drake May has to have some deep shots that connect.
Let Drake cook that one. That's a key.
That's a key.
That one always happens.
He also talks about getting to the quarterback. It's on this team can't do that at all, and yet they still won 11 games.
They don't. You know, that's a big key. That's like, you know what? That's one for me too. I'm like, a pass rush has to get better. Does it? Does it really? I don't know if it does.
It's more like should. Yeah. The pass rush. Should get better.
Be nice.
But it probably won't.
But it doesn't really seem like that's slowing it down.
I would like to see it get better, but I'm not convinced it will.
It's a week 14. It probably won't.
Yeah. Basically, you are what you are at this point.
I love
Steve is in Bellingham. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, you're kind of making my point there where the running game has to be effective, but we're winning. Josh McDaniels gets no credit for the passing game, but at the same time, I think the players need to execute better for him to get credit for the running game. So,
okay. Well, I don't know how he can get no credit for the pass game, but also get all the blame for the lack of run game.
Like, no, you know, I don't think he's entirely at fault for the run game. I think the offensive line doesn't get a ton of push a lot of the time. I think there are certain moments, especially early in the season, where Travion Henderson was. It felt a little timid when it came to hitting holes. He's become, I think since that Tampa Bay game, he feels far more comfortable now. But I think both of those things are attributable to the players and not the coach.
Okay, fair enough. All right, there's only a few games left this season, only 4 games left in the regular season before this team goes off to the playoffs. What are you most worried about, Mega?
Well, I feel stupid now saying it because we were just dunking on ourselves with keys. But I am just worried about the lack of a run game. And I don't expect that to improve at this point. Maybe you can continue getting by with your fantastic passing game and the whole all the old cliches of being able to run in the cold and the way that it changes in the playoffs won't matter. Like, I'm fully capable of sitting here and saying like that you might just get as far as you gotten like and continue to go with it. And it's fine, but I would like to see a run game. I just don't think it really exists for this team. I don't know. I don't think it's just there.
I feel like it's more of a work in progress than some other thing. Like, you know, like I feel like there is at the very least like a light at the end of the tunnel with the run game potentially if Henderson plays better and if, you know, Stevenson has a couple of good games in a row, like I could see that happening. I don't know that there's other aspects of the team I'm not sure I have that same optimism for.
Yeah, like,
you know?
Like the pass rush.
Like the pass rush, for example, I feel like is what it is. I don't feel like it's getting any better. I feel like it's gotten worse as the year's gone on.
But is that based on you thinking that Travion Henderson is continuing to like break through and is going to be much more productive a couple weeks from now?
Sure, or any time in the next couple of weeks. I think Stevenson's still capable of being productive, and the run game has been better lately. Like, that's, you know, that's the other thing. Like, the pass rush has not been good ever. You know, I just don't feel like they've really had much ever.
They had stats in week one.
That's true. Chasen and Landry in like the first couple of weeks looked like they were going to be something, but they haven't been something.
I think Vedarian Lowe and Ben Brown, to their credit, were getting really good push in the run game against the Giants, which I think was nice. Like, I think they looked really, really serviceable, which is something you couldn't necessarily say about last year.
So rude.
No, but like, it's true.
That was the biggest insult Ted ever got. Remember that? He's like, so Steve Buckley called him serviceable.
He went up to Steve Buckley and said, you called me serviceable.
No, but they're backups. And they were good in that game. I felt like they were getting the equal amount of push that guys like Morgan Moses and Mike Onwenu tend to get from the right side. I think it was Taylor Kyles was on with Jones and Keefe earlier this week that the running to the right side of the offensive line has just been better because Moses and Onwenu have just been better in the run game. Mm-hmm. And so I think what they did last week against the Giants is really encouraging. Hopefully maybe they can continue to do that next week against the Bills. I don't know if Jared Wilson will be available for that game or not. I guess that's kind of up in the air. But, you know, Vedarian Lowe is going to have another opportunity to be strong in the run game, and I think that could matter. And working in Thayer Munford, who I didn't know was on the roster.
And Sons.
Yep. Thayer Munford and Sons.
He's always clapping in the locker room like, hey.
Stomping and clapping.
Yeah.
Whoa. Talking about Little Lion Man. But I think there's some promise for the run game. I'm most concerned, as you guys brought up, the pass rush has just not been good. Like, I think it got worse when Milton Williams came out, but even when he was there, it wasn't great.
Yeah.
It was like they're just struggling mightily to get after the quarterback. Joe Flacco felt like he was just untouched constantly, and that to me could be a killer come playoffs. Like, you look at teams that you're scared of, the Broncos and the Texans, both of them rush the passer really, really well. And that to me is a massive concern.
Even Dart, they only sacked him, what, once, twice? Like, that, you know? Like,
yeah, and like one of them, he kind of like half slid, the one where Landry clipped him in the head a little bit. Like, I don't know. It just,
it was complicit.
Kind of good. Yeah, right?
Kind of was.
Kind of gave himself up.
Mine is the short yardage, red zone, and the first and goal. Like that, again, is, you know, well, has it really killed him so much this year? No. But I think they could have won games more comfortably, and I think when you get to the playoffs and everything tightens up, it'll be a lot of these guys' first time playing in the playoffs. You're going to need to be able to score when you're close to the end zone.
That is where I would criticize McDaniels.
So, yeah, absolutely. So here's, I'm going to throw a curveball at you. Positive McDaniels take. I believe that there is some portion of that play calling that he is specifically not calling, knowing this team will be in the playoffs and he's saving for critical moments. Yeah. Moments that really, really matter. Games against
he's like, really this, really toeing the line there.
He's like, this one stays up the sleeve. We've snapped it six times.
But like, I think he to his play. To his credit, like he's done that in the past, where he kind of keep things in his back pocket until it matters, until it really, really matters. A game against Cincinnati in the middle of the season, as nice as a win is, isn't the most important game. But a playoff do-or-die game against the Buffalo Bills or the Jacksonville Jaguars is. And so I think I'm giving him the opportunity to show the benefit of the doubt that come playoff time, like, there's an opportunity
there.
We're
going to be seeing, like, the Statue of Liberty and, like, the Philly special.
No, but, like,
hopefully he has, like, four of them up his sleeve.
But, like, Drake May speed options.
We haven't seen much.
Drake May read options. Like, things like that, I think you may see more come playoff time than in the regular season.
Okay, there you go. Those are our biggest concerns, since you're calling us all haunts today. Those are our biggest concerns going forward here with this team. Patriots, four games left. Buffalo, Baltimore, Jets, and Dolphins are the remaining four teams. And then who knows with the playoffs and the seeding and all of that. I think this team should be a one seed. They're on pace for it, and they have a much easier schedule down the stretch, I think, than the Denver Broncos. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Final hour coming up here of Football Sunday. We're going to reset on our top stories. We'll get to your phone calls, and at 12:30, no top Ted list. Instead, we have Patriots Jeopardy, this time featuring correct answers, which is a big change from the last time we tried to do this. So that's all coming up in the final hour. Don't go anywhere. It's Football Sunday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.